Tanta Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Silent Shield by S.T. Bende. Narrated by Kim Breton. Chapter 1. "We are going to be in so much trouble," I hissed at my captain while hurriedly lacing my boots. Since discretion was of the essence at this ungodly hour, we'd kept the light off, which meant our room was illuminated only by moonlight. This, coupled with my sheer exhaustion, had caused me to bump into the furniture more times than was becoming of a shield maiden. My eyes drifted to the digital clock on my nightstand, and I let out a soft groan. "We are well past curfew."
"Tell that to Torstein." Yana slid her sword into its sheath. "He's the one who asked for an assist."
"I'd help him with anything," Brigger said breathlessly. Yana chuckled.
"We know you would."
"Harumph!" Brigger tied her blonde hair back in a messy braid and pulled a few strands loose so they framed her face. After slicking a coat of her new favourite lip gloss, the shiny pink one that smelled distinctly of strawberries, she pouted her lips and slipped her dagger into her belt.
"I'm ready."
"Me too." Yana picked up her shield. She peered out the window of the sorority house.
"Looks like Axel and Raina are getting in the car, and Torstein's pacing on the sidewalk. We'd better hurry."
"How are we going to get out of here?" I slipped my own shield over my shoulder. "The second we open the front door, we'll trigger the alarm, and Lexi will be all over us. Again."
"That's why we're not going out that way."
Yana unlatched the window. It gave off a delicate creak as she pulled it open with both hands. She stepped back and motioned for me to come closer.
"We'll take the alternate exit. Ingrid first, then Brigger. I'll bring up the rear."
Brigger arched one perfectly groomed brow.
"You want us to climb down the side of Kappa Mu?"
"We've done worse."
Yana wasn't wrong. The cliffs we trained on back at the Shield Maiden compound on Valkyris were no joke. But a multi-million-dollar sorority house would surely be lacking in crevices, and there was no ocean here to catch us if we fell. I adjusted my sword and assessed my route. Okay, the trellis to my right is covered in ivy, but I should be able to get a decent foothold. Brigger, wait for me to climb down, then follow my path.
"Got it," Brigger said.
I slung one leg over the sill and slipped silently from the second-story window. My boots inched slowly along the narrow white ledge as I shuffled carefully to the right. The trellis began two rooms over, which meant I'd have two solid chances of getting caught. But my team was counting on me, and I had no intention of letting anyone down. A few weeks back, Brigger, Yana, Axel, Raina, and I were sent 1,000 years into the future to stop a dark mage from destroying our world. We were in a race to recover the ingredients he needed to enact a spell, one that, if successful, would enable Sverir to control mankind and all the realms. Our mission wasn't going well. Sverir currently had possession of three of the pieces he needed to control us all: Illibloom, Meteor Rock, and Moonstone. Balboa Bark was up for grabs, while we had a magical dagger and eight of the world's 12 existing quantacrystals. Our light mage Torstein had just called in a trace on the ninth, hence our late-night sneak out and my precarious perch atop a sorority house drainpipe. Just don't fall! I swung around the pipe and reached over my shoulder to tug the hood of my sweater over my massive mane of crimson curls. Then I adjusted my fingerless gloves, lowered my head, and crept quietly along the ledge. I paused outside the first window, where soft snores slipped through the cracks. The evidence of my housemate's slumber unfurled the knot in my stomach. My fingernails dug into the windowsill as I placed one hand over the other. I was so close to the next ledge. I pointed my toe as I stretched outward, ignoring the burn in my thighs from my afternoon workout. My foot sought purchase on the wood. It slid into place, and I clung like a starfish to the side of the structure. Muffled guffaws rang up from the street. I turned my head with a growl. "Shut up, Axel!"
"Valkyris's finest," he called from the car.
"I am working!" My boyfriend's quiet laughter echoed up the silent street. "He is the worst," I muttered as I cleared the second window and latched onto the trellis.
The boards were thin, but I kept my weight evenly distributed as I quickly climbed down the vine-laden wood. I just started to relax when my boot caught on a twisted branch and my toe slipped off the ledge. With a sharp inhale, I dug my fingers into the wood as I dangled outside the first floor window. I tucked my knees to my chest, holding the tension in my arms while I struggled to steady myself. Axel's laughter triggered my last nerve. I cleared the final few feet with a stealthy jump. When my boots hit the ground, I called quietly up to Brigger. "It's clear." Then I turned on one heel to give Axel a piece of my mind. "You are not helpful," I whispered as I stormed across the grass.
"And you are not graceful at 2:30 in the morning."
He opened the door of the black-windowed car, an SUV, as Torstein called it.
"I thought I taught you better than that."
I lifted my chin. "I didn't wake anyone up, did I?"
"No,"
Axel admitted,
"though Brigger sure might."
I turned to find Brigger dangling from the trellis. She squeaked delicately as she scrambled for a foothold. When she kicked the downstairs window, she heard a soft gasp from Jana.
"Careful,"
our captain called.
"I'm going to fall," Brigger yelped.
And then she did. Her bird-like arms flailed as she plummeted to the ground.
"Brigger!"
Rainer opened the other door and rushed from the car.
"Are you hurt?"
"I'm fine," she untangled herself from the now torn vines. "Let's just get out of here already."
"Please."
Beside me, Torstein shook his head. "Hey, Guru," I greeted the light mage.
"Ingrid?"
Torstein nodded at me.
"You will be on your game by the time we reach the beach, yeah?"
"No promises," I shrugged. When he arched one brow, I caved. "Of course we will. We know what's on the line."
"Good."
Torstein held the door as Brigger, Rainer and I climbed in the back with Axel. Jana slipped into the front while Torstein took his place in the driver's seat.
"Because I've got a fairly strong read on another quanta crystal, and if we hurry,"
he shot us a disdainful look in the mirror,
"we can get it before Sverer realizes it's there."
"Then what are you waiting for?" I fastened my seatbelt. "Shield Maiden Squadron and guests, move out." The nearby village of Manhattan Beach was cloaked in darkness when Torstein parked along the deserted pier. Only the street lamps illuminated its worn boards, red-roofed roundhouse, and sprinkling of empty benches. A handful of couples walked the vast expanse of sand, their silhouettes barely visible in the cloud-covered moonlight. We'd be able to slip in, claim the crystal, and return to campus before anyone was the wiser. I hope.
"We're starting on the pier, right?"
Axel pulled two broadswords from the back of the vehicle. He passed one to Rainer and gripped the other in his right hand.
"That was my original plan, but..."
Torstein stepped out of the SUV. He held up his palms and turned slowly in a circle. Jana shot me a bemused look as we exited the vehicle, but neither of us spoke as the guru scanned the area for whatever it was that told him when a bounty was nearby.
"The crystal is to the south,"
Torstein announced. He opened his eyes and pointed to his left.
"I'm getting a pulse not too far from here, possibly on the sand or a little way offshore."
"Anybody pack a swimsuit?"
Rainer grinned.
"Let's go."
Axel closed the door. He jogged for the stairs leading down to the beach. I held tight to the strap of my shield as I ran after him. It was late enough that we shouldn't encounter any trouble. But preparation was 9/10 of success. And the dark mage was not to be underestimated.
"This way."
Torstein hung a right. He ran closer to the water, using his hands to illuminate our path. His palms glowed, faint beams of light shooting from their surface. I had no doubt he was engaged in some magey sort of tracking, but if anyone caught sight of us, we'd be locked up for sure.
Torstein, I called. "Any chance you can put us in one of your magic bubbles? We look kind of suspicious."
"Of course."
The mage directed one of his hand beams overhead. A burst of light shone into the sky, splitting directly above Torstein before arcing into a dome. The shimmering surface glittered all around us, a transparent cage that added another degree of safety. We could see through it clearly, but it concealed us from curious eyes. and hopefully dark mage ones too.
That's better?
Much. I scanned the beach, looking for any sign of an enchanted crystal. Are we close?
Feels like it.
Torstein slowed to a brisk walk. I matched his pace as he trained his hand beams on the line where the sea met the shore in a flutter of foamy waves.
I'm getting something this way, maybe 30 feet out.
I'll go in. Axel handed me his sword. He pulled his shirt over his head and threw it onto the sand. I tried not to stare at the twin rows of impressive abdominal muscles as he ran his hands over his man bun and asked,
Is it a straight shot from here?
Yes, Torstein confirmed.
I don't know how deep the water gets, and you may have to search the ocean floor. Are you a strong swimmer?
Axel smirked.
There's very little I'm not strong at.
There it was, the old Axel Andersen ego. Don't get caught in an undertow, I warned.
Or eaten by a shark,
Brigger added. I read those are common here.
I'll be fine.
Axel unlaced his boots. He kicked them off before marching across the sand. When he was waist deep in the water, he turned to face us.
If I'm not back in 5 minutes, send Rainer after me.
Maybe I'd better go with him.
Rainer was already untying his boots. Give him a chance. I staked the tip of Axel's sword in the sand. He'll be impossible to deal with if he thinks we... Oh, Axel, watch out! A massive wave crashed into my boyfriend. It dragged him under, pulling him from my view. Good gods, was he being sucked out to sea? My pulse spiked as I waited for him to surface. When he didn't immediately emerge, I threw down my weapon and ran for the water. I'm going after him.
Ingrid, stop. If the current isn't safe, there's nothing you'll be able to...
I didn't hear the rest of Jana's warning. I charged into the surf, the icy water chilling my flesh and forcing a sharp inhale. The Pacific Ocean was even colder than I'd expected, nearly as cold as the North Sea in winter, but I didn't stop to dwell on the seemingly probable chance of losing a limb to frostbite. Axel still hadn't surfaced, and that wasn't good.
Ingrid, wait for me!
Rainer's hoarse cry hit me a second before I dove. The water nearly froze my eyelids shut, but I forced them open and scanned the murky sea. No sign of Axel. The salt water stung my eyes, but I ignored the burn as waves buffeted me from side to side. The motion left me nauseous, my gut churning like a barrel of butter. If this kept up, I was going to empty my stomach into the sea. But I couldn't give up. Axel was down there, somewhere, and he needed my help. I swam to the surface and filled my lungs with air. Then I brought my arms together, angled my body downward, and kicked. Axel was a strong swimmer. The fact that he hadn't surfaced meant something was seriously wrong. Maybe he'd hit his head, or a predator had struck. Anything was possible in unfamiliar waters. I swam as far as I could, stretching my arms in exaggerated strokes on the off chance I might catch an errant limb or a tightly tied man bun. The ocean was so vast and the water so unsteady, my odds of finding him were slim to non-existent. But they were even less with my eyes closed. Fighting against the pain, I forced my lids open and swept my head from side to side. All the while I continued swimming downward, kicking as hard as I could and hoping I might catch Axel before he sank too deep, because if he got swept out... Stop it, Ingrid. Just find him. But what if I can't? I shook the thought from my head. Underwater panicking had never helped anyone. The only thing I could do was keep swimming and keep searching. My eyes swept the area, scanning for any sign of Axel, but the effort was futile. Not only was the ocean too choppy, the moon must have fallen behind another cloud. Everything was pitch black. Everything, except a glowing blue orb. What the actual Helheim? I clawed my way to the surface and drew a deep breath. A quick scan of the waves revealed that Axel still hadn't emerged, but the orb seemed to be getting closer. It crept to the surface, floating upward like a slow-moving anglerfish. The creepy sea creatures had been on the cover of my housemate Morgan's Nature magazine, and I quickly scanned my memory, trying to remember whether the beast was poisonous or carnivorous. Please, gods, don't let it be both!
Ingrid!
Rainer's voice came from my left. I whipped my head to find him swimming frantically toward me.
Are you all right?
I don't see Axel, I called back, but there's definitely something down there. I think it's some kind of bioluminescent sea... Something brushed against my leg. I kicked out.
Stay still, Raina warned. If it senses movement, it may attack.
I'm pretty sure it knows I'm here, I yelled back. I kicked again. The creature wrapped finger-like tentacles around my ankle.
Oh, my God, it's got my foot!
Panic seized my chest and I drove my heel into what I assumed was the sea beast's head. The pressure around my ankle released, and I stroked toward the shore, trying to put as much space between us as I could.
Raina, clear out of here. I don't know how long that thing will...
Shield maiden!
Axel's ragged gasp paused my panicked paddling.
Are you trying to drown me?
Oh, thank God! He's alive!
Water dripped from Axel's beard as he reached out to steady me. His fingers wrapped firmly around my bicep, the touch warming my body despite the ocean's icy chill. When Axel released me, the strong curve of his shoulder lifted out of the sea and glinted in the moonlight. My eyes lingered on the thick, corded muscles that stretched along his arm.
I'm glad you're okay, I panted. But you'd better move it. There's some kind of sea beast with a bright bioluminescent...
Axel raised his arm. He clutched a glowing blue sphere.
Oh.
Oh.
Relief mixed with mortification.
I just attacked you, didn't I?
You did,
Axel said good-naturedly.
And you found the crystal?
Again, yes.
Axel wiped a strand of kelp off his face.
What are you doing in the water?
She tried to save you, Raina called. When the water pulled you under, she thought you were a goner.
We all did, I said defensively.
Please, Axel flicked seawater at me. It takes more than an ocean to bring me down.
Yeah, well, I treaded water. Better safe than sorry, right?
Sure,
Axel winked. He flipped onto his back and stroked toward the shore.
But I got what we came for, so can we please get out of this godsforsaken freezing water?
I thought you'd never ask. I swam for the sand, hoping we could all forget about the fact that I'd attacked the very person I'd been trying to save.
You know, Shield Maiden, Axel swam alongside me. We should do this more often. You look good soaking wet and fully clothed.
Shut up, Axel, I said for the second time that night.
Race you back.
You'll never catch me. I put my face in the water and kicked hard. Each time I turned my head to breathe, Axel had gained a few inches on me. With a surge of adrenaline, I lengthened my strokes, pulling until my arms struck the sand. I clambered to my feet and charged through the surf. Feet pounded behind me, but I ran as fast as I could, high-stepping my way to the shore and beating Axel in what was surely an impressive display of athleticism.
Ingrid! Axel!
Yana's pitch was unnaturally high.
It's okay.
I doubled over, resting my forearms on my knees.
He's alive and... Oh, I beat him.
Barely.
Axel exhaled beside me.
And I got the crystal.
I'm alive too,
Raina shouted from the water.
Thanks for asking.
You all need to get moving, Yana yelled. Torstein can't hold him off for much longer.
My nerves pinged to attention. Torstein can't hold who off?
Sverrir, Brigger said worriedly. He's trying to breach the bubble.
Axel and I stared at each other, our competition instantly forgotten. Where is he? I asked.
There,
Brigger pointed to the street. A white beam shot at the edge of Torstein's shield. It pinged off the protection, but a fissure had formed. Axel pointed to the spot where our swords lay in the sand. Without a word, we launched across the beach and weaponed up.
How long has he been here?
Raina was right behind us.
About 2 minutes.
Yana already had her shield raised.
And the break has been steadily. Oh no.
A thunderous crack echoed across the beach. The white beam burst through the barrier, landing inside our bubble and launching a sandstorm that sent my team to its knees. I brought my shield up and shifted to my right, covering both Axel and myself beneath the wood. When the dust settled, I lifted my head. Sverrir leapt through the hole and landed on the sand. And just like that,
The whole game changed. Chapter 2. The Dark Mage didn't waste time. White beams soared across the beach, each landing closer to the spot where my team stood in a tight huddle. "Don't let him anywhere near that crystal," I gritted out.
"Brigger, take it."
Axel passed over the stone. Brigger's eyes widened as she palmed the orb. Its glow had faded, but it continued to give off a faint light. That unwelcome beacon was going to be hard to hide.
"Torstein, can you do something about the light?"
Brigger tucked the stone beneath her arm.
"Give me a minute," Torstein grunted.
He lifted his hand and sent a blue beam barreling at Sverre. The dark mage leapt lithely to the side. Torstein's brow furrowed into a deep V. He brought his hands together, whirled them in a tight circle, then pulled them apart to reveal a sparkling white orb between his palms. He glanced over his shoulder and called out,
"Stay low, this might hurt."
I crouched down, inching closer to Axel. The assassin covered Brigger's body with his own. I positioned myself in front of him so all three of us were tucked behind my shield. "We're secure," I yelled.
"I have Rayna," Yana called out.
"Good."
Torstein lifted his hands over his head. A fierce cry ripped from his throat as he slammed the white orb into the earth. The ground shook, sending shockwaves ricocheting up my legs. My balance wavered and I tensed my muscles, fighting against the tremors that threatened to upend me. A massive wave broke against the shore and the roundhouse at the end of the pier jiggled as if someone had shaken it. Torstein raised his hands and flung them forward. He seemed to be pushing something towards Sverir. Whatever was happening, it made the tremors stronger. I squeezed the sand between my toes, desperately trying to steady myself against the force that rocked my balance. But I was no match for Torstein's handmade earthquake. I landed on the ground with a painful thud, sending a stabbing pain from the base of my tailbone all the way up my spine. My head whipped back and I readied myself for a second jab, this one sure to knock me unconscious. But a steady hand stopped my trajectory, cradling the back of my skull just before it slammed into the ground.
"I've got you," Axel said.
I rolled my head to the side, careful to keep my shield aloft as I met Axel's emerald green gaze.
"Thanks." "You okay?" he asked.
"Never better." I shifted to my hip, relieving some of the pressure from my freshly bruised backside. Ouch!
"Guys," Brigger grunted, "I'm kind of squished."
Axel released my head. I rolled to one side. Another wave rocked the ground and I climbed unsteadily to my knees.
"Stay behind me," I cautioned. "If Torstein's doing whatever this is, then we can bet Sverir's going to retaliate."
"Oh, gods, look out!"
A fiery sphere shot across the beach. It lit up the sky, casting an eerie glow as it made its way toward my team. I lifted my shield, knowing full well that if that fireball hit it, the wood would almost immediately be reduced to ash. But I wasn't going to be able to outrun fire, not with the ground rocking violently and my legs seemingly reduced to wobbling sticks. I'd been in a mage battle recently, but that night on the Southern California State Quad had been nothing like this. Back then, we'd been the ones to catch Sverir off guard. We'd had a strategy and the element of surprise, whereas tonight, things were not going well for Team Valkyries. The fireball landed just a few feet from my shield. Its heatwave barreled toward me, and I flung my body over Brigger's, determined to protect our prize. The crystal glowed bright beneath her arm. Its blue light was the last thing I saw before I squeezed my eyes shut and prayed the gods would spare me a death by flaming inferno. My Viking funeral wouldn't be nearly as meaningful if I showed up already burnt to a crisp. Heat clawed at my back as I wrapped myself around my teammate, but before it could overtake me, something hard and heavy pressed me to the ground. My shield was ripped from my hand as Axel took point. He must have placed himself between the blaze and my body because the heat immediately dissipated, though the pressure only increased.
"Ah!" Brigger cried out. She was no doubt feeling crushed beneath the weight of two Valkyrians. But I didn't move for fear of exposing her to the fireball and losing not only a teammate, but the prize we'd fought so hard to win.
"Blazes out," Axel called. He rolled off me, grabbing my forearm and helping me stand.
He passed me my shield and quickly positioned himself in front of the still balled up Brigger.
but he's just getting started. Keep Brigger guarded, Yana called out. Reyna and I will block for Torstein. If Sverera gets any closer, we can break ranks and... Another fireball had her running toward our mage. Torstein, get behind me, she shouted. No need. Torstein drew a spray of water from the ocean. He arched it into the air, directing it toward the fireball with his fingertips. When it hit the projectile, the flame morphed into a sea of raining sparks. Embers dropped onto the sand, hissing as they dissipated. What the actual Helheim? I've got it, Torstein declared. I've accessed the lineation of his spell and conjured a counteraction that should... No clue what that means, but Ingrid... Axel swore. Look out! I'm on it. I darted toward the shape slithering to my left. Where did that even come from? A wide path through the sand suggested my newest assailant had been hiding in the dunes, but I didn't see it until it was nearly on top of me. Ignoring the nerves tumbling around my gut, I raised my sword and drove it into the massive snake. The blade pierced its belly, staking the sand in a single fierce strike. The creature writhed around, raising its head to bare its fangs at my exposed forearm. In my time as a shield maiden, I'd battled warriors, dragons, and the not-quite-dead. But a venomous reptile in the middle of a California beach? How is this even possible? Just die already! I punctured each word by slamming my sword into the animal. It continued to come at me until I ripped my dagger from its sheath and swiped it parallel to the ground. It sliced through the snake's neck, cutting its head clean off and releasing the knot firmly clenched in my gut. We're clear!
We're not, Reyna called. There's got to be half a dozen snakes coming from the dunes. Where the Helheim is he getting these things?
We need to get out of here, Yana said. Torstein, is there any chance you can get us to the car?
He's already breached my shield. Torstein shot a blue beam toward the dark mage. I'll try to bring up another protection, but I can't guarantee it'll hold long enough to get us out of here.
This may help. Brigger held up the crystal. It's been pulling toward you since Axel handed it to me.
Torstein shot another beam, then jogged over to Brigger. He took the blue stone from her hands and cradled it between his fingers. I wonder... He tightened his fist around the crystal, then he closed his eyes, held up his other hand, and sent a stream of light straight into the air. It barreled 100 feet upward, then split and arced its way to the ground. Light sparkled all around us, encasing us in a shimmering blue dome.
Are we secure? Axel asked.
Only one way to tell. Torstein nodded toward the car. I'll hold the protection. You'll get to the car.
Not so fast. I angled my sword at the snakes making their way toward my captain.
I've got them, Yana confirmed. Just get that crystal out of here.
A blast from the pier struck at the edge of the dome. Without a word, I backed toward Yana and sheathed my dagger. I drew my sword and pointed it at the approaching snakes. While the rest of our team ran for the car, Yana and I quickly disposed of the danger. Then I scooped up my boots and followed my captain across the beach. Normally, I would have found the sand between my toes to be soothing, but I was dripping wet, praying our magic crystal was safe, and ducking each time the evil sorcerer attacked our invisible bubble. Gods, our life was weird. Axel slowed his run, giving me time to catch up. He waved me forward, and I jogged the short distance to the stairs. All the while, Sverera kept up his assault. Light sparkled on the pier side of the dome, but I kept my head down and ran. I cleared the stairs, followed Brigger and Reyna across the pavement, and threw myself into the back of the waiting vehicle. Axel jumped in after me. Torstein slipped into the driver's seat just as Yana flung open the passenger's door. When she'd closed it behind her, Torstein tossed her the crystal and started the car.
Set the stone on the center console, Torstein ordered. I'll keep a hand on it while I drive. If I can keep us shielded long enough, we can disappear into traffic and lose him.
We'll drive fast. Axel peered out of the window. He's coming up the stairs.
Yana swore loudly. She held out the crystal and placed Torstein's right hand on top of it.
Drive, Guru.
Gladly.
The tires screeched as Torstein pulled away from the curb. He glanced at the rearview mirror while he drove, occasionally releasing the crystal to fire a hand beam out his window.
My heart thundered against my ribs as we ran through stoplights and careened around corners. No doubt we...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?